We're back. Good morning. 923. Got a cloudy sky, a little bit breezy out there, too. Wednesday talk around continues. Always enjoy this segment. A lot of great information talking with our friends at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Got Brooke on the phone with me this morning. Brooke, good morning.
Good morning.
We are here to talk some prenatal things. What do you got for us this week?
Yeah, so we are going to kind of talk today about some, like, you know, things with prenatal exercise. So it can kind of be the assumption with some people that you're not really supposed to do any, like, heavy lifting or, you know, intense exercise while pregnant, which kind of most of the time is not true. Most doctors actually recommend continuing activity that you were doing previously to pregnancy. So if you were previously lifting 4 days a week, you can keep lifting 4 days a week as long as you have, you know, kind of those, none of those red flags there, warning signs, which we'll kind of talk about. So if you were kind of like an avid runner and you want to keep running during your pregnancy, there's really no need to stop. So, you know, we should take precautions, watch for warning signs, which would kind of be like any bleeding, increased shortness of breath, dizziness, chest pain, calf pain, any increase or swelling in swelling, or like if you feel decreased fetal movement if you're at that point in pregnancy, or, you know, any amniotic fluid leakage would just be a few things that you kind of want to watch for as like warning signs. They also don't recommend exercise for anyone with like an incomplete cervix or clarage or, you know, placenta previa. Those kinds of things that you should consult with your doctor previous to doing any exercise or anything like that. Again, if you have like concerns, just talking with your doctor is the best option when it comes to that. But otherwise, exercise is totally safe. And we often say that you should use kind of like the TOC test to assess yourself when you're working out while pregnant. So that kind of means that you should be able to carry on a conversation while exercising without, you know, shortness of breath or having to pause in between each word. So safe exercises that you can do while pregnant, walking, biking, aerobic exercise, so like any dancing. You can come try out a water aerobics class if you're really interested here at OSPTI. Otherwise, you can just go back to your normal resistance training. And of course, you know, just any stretching. So stretching is super important during pregnancy just to keep those muscles loose. For those who partake in exercise, there's actually a higher incidence of having a vaginal delivery. It can also lower your chances of, you know, things like gestational diabetes, gestational hypertension, excessive weight gain, and even sometimes preterm birth. So there's lots of benefits to exercising while pregnant. So kind of wondering at this point probably what you can and can't do while pregnant. So we actually are going to start posting some more on our social medias here, and we are posting today 4 stretches, exercises over on our Instagram and Facebook that you can kind of go watch videos of how to do them while pregnant. And yeah, so if you have any other questions, you can give us a call. Our number is 218-641-7725. Or, of course, you can message us on Instagram and Facebook as well.
Perfect. We're calling this prenatal myth busting today. Brooke, do you ever get clients coming in and you're just amazed at what they thought what they thought was reality and you're going, No. That's not true at all. Does that happen a lot?
Yeah, there's lots of myths out there, and unfortunately, social media sometimes doesn't help with that. But we're kind of going to start using ours to spread some more awareness of what we do over here at OSPTI. So,
Brooke, always great to talk with you. Have a good rest of the week. A great weekend. We'll talk next Wednesday. All right.
You too. Bye bye.
That is Brooke at OSPTI. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Here's what's happening today in agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
There is a lot of legislation in the books affecting agriculture.